feeling the embrace of, first of all, your body. Feeling the deep, comforting, the softness, the solidity, yes, we could say the seeming solidity, but on this very material realm level, absolutely, there's this comforting, let's say, solidity to the body. Feel that role that the body plays as being an anchor point for your pure light consciousness to anchor here at your particular nodal point on the earth grids. Your body is vital to your ability to do that. The body is your organic earth element prism that connects you so perfectly, so effortlessly to the earth grids. Trust where you are right now. Feeling the embrace of this group energetic that you are a part of, this weave of light and frequency and energy and love that is made richer, more complex, more powerful because of you. Your patterns woven into the fabric of this powerful light weave of light beings. And we then, in the fullness of our blazing group configuration, we represent then a single nodal point on a much larger grid. Spectacular configuration of high frequency, high vibrational beings. And I'll tell you something if you don't know this already right now. That grid, you are present there as well in your even more expanded aspects. You are holding multiple points of focus. Of light, love, focus. Certainly throughout the realms, the frequency, the dimensional realms, we could say the galactic realms relative to your Earth incarnation here. But it goes far beyond that. I think you know that. We are masters of light, and we are masters of multitasking. We are many, many places at once. Doing, as it were, many, many things. We are together here and now. Because we have worked together before. I am known to you, Master. You called me to you. And you are known to me, your precious heart, your perfect light is known to me. And I called you forth. To join together, to do this work. Life in the country. Massive tractor goes by. I swear we get 3 pickup trucks go by a day on this little country road, and right now, speaking of work, this massive tractor goes by. So today, speaking of work, well, I think there are 2 things, actually. The first one is this. The energies in the field seem to be indicating that we have actually made a pretty massive shift, a pretty massive up-level. And by we, I mean you. You, myself, us as individuals, and as a lightworker collective. Now, remember, always with these shifts that are waves, and very often we are very much supported by what we deem to be, what we experience to be external forces, i.e. it might be solar flare activity, it might be cosmic rays, it might be, there are all kinds of different external energies and waves that will be supportive of this. These waves, very often, the lightworker collective, the master of light collective, some of us will go through it at different times. It might be a bit of a cosmic body slam that some of us will go through first, and so that we will be in a state of more coherence and stabilized frequency when more and more and more go through it then. But in this case, it was an up level. It's a vibrational up level that we have gone through. Now, you might sort of go, well, Kathy, how can you say that? My life's, you know, a mess. Or there's some really tense, and I know that for a lot of us, you're still in the middle of some really dense, contracted, intense situations. For probably a lot of you, they're going to be just outside of you, not necessarily you exactly, but you're in this close, tense proximity to it. For some of you, it is going on probably in your body, very much in your lived reality. But regardless, you might be saying, how can you possibly say that? Those bundles of density that are giving you the squeeze, putting the little cosmic thumb screws on you, and have been. That intensity is relative to the degree to which you are clinging or grasping. And here's the good news. Yeah, I know, right? Because immediately you go, oh God, okay, I can feel the rightness of that. I can feel the veracity of that. But oh God, what do I have to do? Okay, here's the good news. Here's the good news. The up level turns up that alchemical flame. It turns up the volume, the intensity, the brilliance, the light saturation, the photonic light saturation of that alchemical flame. What you are moving through, that density that is you're still sitting with, that is giving you the squeeze, the light that you are, and these greater patterns, these group energetics, for lack of a better term, they are assisting you in alchemizing it. And once again, we say something like, you know, if you are listening to something like this, then you can trust. The good news is the light frequency consciousness aspect of you is going to win. And the bad news is the light frequency consciousness aspect of you is going to win. So the clinging, the grasping, the self-identification, the identification with struggle, the identification with pain, the identification with being whatever. That is getting alchemized, and that is not pleasant, I know. So it sounds like I've just put a bit of a downer slant on what actually is a piece of good news. We've up-leveled! Yay! Now, remember this. We've up-leveled. Now that means, again, the Light Tribe Collective, the greater, I mean the planetary, the master of light, grid work on the planet. If even a percentage of us have been able to anchor and stabilize within our bodies that up level, we are shifting timelines. Ah, okay. Now that got your attention, right? We are shifting timelines. We are shifting timelines for the collective. Now watch this. The madness of the world, the insanity of the world, is desperately trying to throw out hooks to get you, the master creator of light, to feed into and buy into the timeline that they want. Be aware, be full of care around where you place your attention. You might be very aware of what it is that is still going on in your life, still feeling crunchy and dense and contracted. But if there isn't something really, really obvious for you, then you can go, perhaps you have gone through a bit of that up level already, and you're starting to stabilize. then I would say, go further. If you're in that state of feeling relatively stable, go further. Look for the pockets of density that are still within you, the stagnation, the resistance. Where you know that you are playing in energetic frequency bundles that are not a vibrational match to where we say we want to be. Ouch, I know. Look there and break it up. Shake it up. Move energy differently. Come to the group for help. Come to the group for support, for assistance. Meaning, when something, let's say, is coming up, you can say the words, all right, connecting now with the morphic field of the Ascension Configuration Group. It doesn't have to just be this group. You could say, the Master of Light, collective grid on the planet. Connecting with that morphic field now. Anchoring the light codes and frequencies that are a match to that group into the body now, into the cells of the body. Physical body now in training with the vibrational bandwidths of the Master of Light, collective grid on the planet. Now we come to the second point for today. Today's a bit of a working day, I must say, it sounds like. Because here's the second one. What I just said about connecting with the group and use that to support you and training with that morphic field, all right, that is different from a bit of an old energy paradigm, script, that goes like this. Calling in Archangel Michael now with his sword to cut through these cords for me. Here's our second piece of work. It's time to really, really start to up-level that. That idea that is part of the personality construct. It's so complex, the personality construct, and how it is woven into this lower third dimensional matrix, and how sneaky the weaves are. Calling in Archangel Michael to do something for you. What is inherent in that? And I don't mean to pick on Archangel Michael. I gotta watch myself now here. Is he behind me? Has a big sword? I've pissed off an archangel. Oh man. I'm not just picking on Archangel Michael. It's wrapped up in the guru paradigm. And it is all predicated on this personality construct idea that you need something of more greater power, awareness, mastery than you to do something for you that you are not able to do. Yeah? You feel that, right? Take a breath. This is going to be a this is going to be a little bit of an edgy one for some. Boy, it was for me. years ago. That is part of the wiring, where the personality construct that was formed within the third dimensional matrix, that wants you to, of course, conform, that wants you to obey, that wants you to, especially, turn to other beings of perceived blank authority, power, to do something for you because you can't. Now, yes, there are third dimensional applications, and we don't even have to speak about that. They're just obvious, yes. If I cannot lift a tree or something, then I need someone to come who's stronger, and I'm not talking about that. It is all a part of that paradigm where you are not enough, and therefore you must call in or look to someone or something. Now again, so any voices that are coming up right now, just be aware that probably the large majority of them are going to be coming, arising from out of that personality construct. Just let them wash over, let them wash over. It's going to be coming from that point of awareness that says, but I am just a small single person here on the planet, and I am not that strong, and there are things that I don't know, and there are things that I'm still learning, and there are all of that. That is all arising from the construct, from within the lower third dimensional matrix. Again, we've been saying this for a long time. We did not come here to this planet in this lifetime to just live another life with our point of attention, our point of focus, our perceptual set point being anchored within the human construct, within the third dimensional matrix. We didn't come here to live a lifetime like that. So now it's time. It's time to start letting that go in all of its iterations. Now I'm meaning the, let's call it the spiritual iteration of calling in ascended masters to do things for you. That, like the seven chakra system, that is, can be a stepping stone. Because there is a time in all of our evolution, probably even in this lifetime, where we wouldn't even have thought worthy of being able to call in or attempt to resonate with an ascended master. Oof, not me, not I, to call in the master so-and-so. Or an archangel. So it's a stepping stone. Absolutely. But you're past that now, probably. Keep going. Don't stop there. Keep expanding. Be if not thrilled, then perhaps at least excited by the thought, the reality, that on this process of ascension, whatever truth you are holding right now, whatever is even the most expanded truth that you can currently access about something, it is a truth that you will wake up out of, and you will unfold into an even more expanded understanding or truth. So just feeling around the edges of that one. Noticing what comes up. And keep coming back to the body. And the body once again as being ground zero, that anchor point. And the body as being potentially, 50 trillion cells, beings of consciousness that are unfolding back into their memory of light. And in that state of being, that enlightened state of being, I almost want to say you are the Ascended Master, but then we've still got an identification with that. But that's the closest thing we can come to it. Beyond even the you are an Ascended Master, because you can feel the small little I am-ness of that. Beyond that even. You are the blazing pattern of light in the field that alchemizes density. Period. The light that you are alchemizes density. It's what it does. Beyond the who, beyond the you, beyond the identity, light frequency, vibration, love, and pure consciousness, that is you. It alchemizes density. So you don't have to call anything in. It is more of remembering and letting that land, letting that unfurl itself in the body, from within the body. Good. Beautiful work. Keep going. Stay with it. As always, we've got you.